They put him in with a glove and he escaped from the oven singing, run, run as fast as you can. This is a story that will tell you the tale of a cheeky little gingerbread man. That cheeky little gingerbread man.
A long time ago, there was an old man called Sedgwick Goodfellow who lived with his wife, Vera. And on the weekends, their beloved grandson, Jasper, would come to stay with them in their tumble-down cottage in the heart of the English countryside. One Sunday afternoon, Vera decided to create a funny-looking little man, made from gingerbread. And using bright blue icing, she added eyes. Then, with red icing, a little nose and a mouth. And she placed him on a baking tray, and she said to her grandson, Jasper, while your grandfather and I pop into the woods to have a romantic stroll, I'd like you to keep your eye on the gingerbread man. We don't want him to burn. Quite right, said Sedgwick. After all, he won't taste very nice if he's reduced to cinders. And as the old couple strolled around the woods, hand in hand, talking of times gone by, Jasper began to play with his toys, completely forgetting about his grandparents' instructions. And suddenly, from the kitchen, he heard a clanking sound. Oh, said Jasper. What on earth is that clanking sound coming from the kitchen? He rushed into the kitchen and he saw the gingerbread man climbing out of the oven and running out of the door. Crumbs! Exclaimed Jasper. As the gingerbread man bolted through the woods at great speed, and Jasper followed him as fast as he could, he managed to attract the attention of his grandparents, who also began to give chase. But the gingerbread man was much faster than Jasper and his grandparents, and just before he disappeared from view, he uttered the taunting...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?